Aaron, I'm pleased to report that the man has removed himself from the edge. He has now moved. I can barely make out his head right now, so he's moved away from the ledge. Also, the police officer that was standing maybe 20 feet further down on the roof on the edge has disappeared. So I'm assuming that both, as he backed off the edge, the police officer also moved down off the edge. I can still make out the water bottle that's up there on the roof, and I can make out the man who it appeared to be white and also and maybe in his middle 20s has now moved further away from the edge. So that's great news.
And you've been there for a good half an hour or more now. Is this a new development? Had he been on the edge the whole time?
Now, earlier on, he was where he currently is, where you could barely make out his head. And then he proceeded to move closer to the edge for what seemed maybe 20 minutes or so, where he was facing away from the edge and occasionally would look over his shoulder but never turned around, but was seated on the edge. Now he is back to where he was before, and that is maybe 2 or 3 feet closer in, so we can just make out his head over the edge of the roof.
And we're speaking with Matt Oakes, who is near the scene at the Hampton Inn. I know, Matt, you were across the street at Wings Over Chapel Hill a little while ago as police have that entire area cordoned off as much as possible while they try to resolve that situation. Do you see any police? I know you said the one police officer backed off. Do you see any other people up on the roof right now with the man?
I do not. I do not see any police currently on the roof. I'm assuming the officer that was up there when we checked in about 20, 30 minutes ago is still up on the roof, but I cannot see any police officers up there with him at this time.
All right. And finally, I know you have to get back, but before we let you go, what is the situation like on the ground right now? I know you said Chapel Hill and Carrboro police were both on the scene. The roads are blocked off around that area. Traffic's obviously very heavily delayed in all directions around there. But what is the situation like on the ground?
Well, still plenty of police cars, Aaron. There's a little crowd that's gathered now that's been watching it for a while. Some people just passing by that have stopped in and are curious, obviously. But it's about the same story as it was about 20 minutes ago when we checked in, Aaron. Plenty of police cars, fire truck. Hopefully they have the situation together on the roof. But for right now, not much has changed. Plenty of concerned onlookers here on the street.